This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And it's Graffiti Weekend, just days away. One of the organizers, Janine Coffey, on with us. Janine, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So tell us, what is happening for graffiti this year?
Well, it's happening. That's the best news of all. We are going to have a Graffiti Weekend 2021. Woohoo!
So tell us about all the events.
Well, we do have some new locations this year. Street Memories, the kickoff show, will be out at Henry State Winery this year. So we have that going on to get the weekend going.
Excellent. Which day is that?
That will be Wednesday, July 7th.
Okay. So it all starts there. Then what happens on Thursday?
There's a lot happening on Thursday. We have the Cascade Community Credit Union Ice Cream Social, the Retirement and Rest Home Tour, a new car show this year out at Rocky's Auto Repair. We have the Burnout Competition at Backside Brewing. We have the Cruisin' and Viewin' 10 Down and Splits, the Tire Pros Car Show, Graffiti's Cruisin' at Pete's Drive-In.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I know last year was sort of a little bit of things happening, a lot of things you couldn't do. And I'm sure that was kind of tough for everybody involved with wanting to get their old car out there.
Absolutely. Yes, it was. We were heartbroken that we had to cancel Graffiti Weekend last year. But I knew people were going to be out cruising. I was out in my own personal car. You know, it just, we had to get out, or people had to get out. But unfortunately, official Graffiti Weekend did not happen last year. So we're so excited to be back this year.
Talk about sort of a little bit about the background of Graffiti Weekend, how far back it goes and all that.
From what I remember, Graffiti Weekend actually started way back in 1980. Oh, shoot. 1 or 82 with the Umpqua Flatheads Cruise. That was the beginning of Graffiti Weekend. The following year, the Stray Angels had their car show, and so out at River Forks Park. And so that is Graffiti Weekend. That's how it started, was with those two events, and it has grown since then.
Wow.
And then I believe the next thing was the following year, I believe, was Street Memories kickoff show, and the Corvette, Timberland Corvettes, had a car show. Yeah, there's so much history to it, and I unfortunately don't really know it all.
Well, a lot of people have just, come from throughout the region. You get people from, lots of states come to this, right?
Absolutely. I've had calls from people in Montana, Nevada, Washington, just all over. It's amazing how far people will come to show their cars, have a good time, and visit with other car enthusiasts.
So you mentioned you've got an old car, too.
Actually, I don't.
Ah, you're just out cruising in a regular car, then.
You betcha. Yes, I was.
So many people put so much effort into these cars. It's amazing. And you see some that, they are 40, 50, 60 years old, and they look like brand new.
Yes, they do. Yeah, it's truly amazing with how much talent and, it's hard to put into words right now. It's amazing what people can do with the cars that they, have had since they were in high school, like you said, 60 years ago. Or their parents have it. It's just amazing that they can still find the parts, get the parts, and they just are beautiful, like they just rolled out off the showroom floor.
And I think, and I may have the story a little sideways, but I was talking to someone recently who has one of these classic cars, and it originally was the car they got in high school, but, and I'm not sure what their age is, but they never got rid of it. They drove other vehicles as well, but they've always kept it around. And so here we are many decades later, they're still out cruising in it.
Absolutely. I've talked to a few people that's the case. One of the gentlemen I talked to from, I believe it was Nevada, he's bringing his car he had in high school. So there you go.
Wow. And
it is amazing.
Now, is there anything not happening this year?
You know, I think all of the shows we had in 2019, all of those events, are back this year. We do have a new Pete's Drive-In is doing something new this year. Let me see if I can find it on my schedule. The Pete's Cruise-In is a new event on Friday, and it runs from 7 to 9. Or Pete's Drive-In on Harvard.
And then, of course, the event that brings in folks that maybe don't even make it to some of the other things is the Downtown Cruise at Roseburg.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, that's, like I said, that's what got Graffiti Weekend started in the first place, is that Downtown Cruise.
Wow.
So come on out and have fun and enjoy all the cars.
Now, and as everything has shifted in the last few weeks, when you look at the calendar, I realize that we are just, let's see here, I mean, we're just days away from graffiti.
Absolutely. It snuck up on me, too. Man. It's coming just around the corner.
Wow. So if people want to get more information, take a look at the schedule, start planning what they want to get out and do, where can they do that?
We have our website is brand new, up and running, graffitiweekend.com. It has the current schedule. If anything changes, it will be changed there first. We did recently get our Graffiti Weekend books printed, and from the printer, they should be out at local businesses here real soon. Schedule of events is in that book.
All right, perfect. We'll be talking again more with Janine Coffey. Graffiti Weekend just around the corner. Give us the dates again.
July 7 to 11.
So that is basically, I mean, that's starting in 9 days.
Wow. Yeah.
It's going to be fun. Going to be fun to see it come back this year. All right, Janine, we'll talk again soon. Thanks for being on this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me, Kyle.
8:38 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.